Test 3. Part 2. You will hear a radio interview. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then, you will hear the interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now, you will have 1 minute to read the items.
Welcome to Celebrity of the Week. With a decade worth of experience in making music for films and games, the composer Robert Whitcomb is certainly a man who knows his music. Today we're talking to him about his career. So, Robert, when did you first get into music and how did it happen?
Well, it was back when I was a teenager. I formed a band with my mates and started writing music and performing for friends. I played the drums and did some singing. It was fun. Things became serious when I met a producer after one of our concerts who asked me to work with him. I was over the moon. However, I remember it was really hard because I was still attending high school. I was combining studying with working, and at one point, I actually considered dropping out of education. Thankfully, my friends convinced me to stick with it. I can honestly say that working at BK Music Company was an educational experience, but after 4 years, I got offered a position at another music corporation, which seemed to be more challenging. So I took the chance, and since then, I've been working for them.
What music has inspired you during your career?
I find it really hard to narrow things down, but for inspiration, I listened to Alice Jenkins, Christopher Green, and many more. Their music had a huge influence on me.
How would you describe the music that you typically create?
First, what is essential to me is that I always try to match the music style with the games or films. So I'd say that it's powerful, sometimes rebellious, and definitely not what you'd call conventional.
How do you figure out what sort of music is the best for a particular game?
I like to know as much about gameplay, story, and animation as possible. It all feeds into what the game is. But the most valuable question I can ask is, how should the player feel when they finish the game? I think music is all about expressing feelings. For a game, it might be trying to give the player a sense of feeling satisfied or pumped up, or even just to leave them thinking, that was fun. I also like to know what the creators and artists listened to as they played the game. A chilled out playlist or something more active? I really try to figure out what the soul of the game is so that I can best support that.
How do you select the instruments for a game's soundtrack?
I believe that instruments have all sorts of cultural baggage and emotional connections that an audience will recognise. This also applies to the way an instrument is played. A low staccato bassoon melody will instantly come across as comic because it's been used that way many times before. On the other hand, a high bassoon solo can be heartbreaking, and because that sound isn't used as much, it has fewer cultural associations. One way to make brand new sounds is to use electronic instruments. I wanted sounds that were both unfamiliar and familiar at the same time. I wanted the listener to feel as though the source of the sound was on the tip of their tongue, like the original had been lost and become something else.
What is different about composing for games?
Music is all about tension and release. You build the tension and then release it, often in unexpected ways, in order to gain an emotional response. One big issue in games is making sure that the emotional effect occurs at the right time in the music. In something linear, like a film, you can easily predict when that moment will come. But with a game, there may be many of these types of moments, which can be more of a challenge.
Where do you see room for improvement in your industry?
Sound designers should really explore the emotional storytelling possibilities of a sound. The classic example is in a baseball movie, where the hero needs to hit a home run in order to save the team, and this is their last chance. The camera pulls back, and we see the pitcher release the ball. Our hero swings and connects. The ball flies out of the park. If you just use a recording of a baseball being hit, it'll be physically real, but unsatisfying. However, a recording of a large axe smacking into a tree gives you a solid, bassy wallop that sounds emotionally real. That's what I wish for.
What do you love best about your job?
There are many aspects that interest me about the job, and my day-to-day work is full of excitement. Of course, interacting with the game is essential, as that's how I can make the music that matches it best. But between you and me, being able to try those games before they're even on the market is a definite highlight.
So, what are the less interesting aspects of being a sound designer?
Well, I spend too much time sitting at a computer. My back often hurts. Oh, and there's another thing, the time pressure. It's difficult to be creative when you're constantly worrying about the minutes ticking by. I would like a bit more freedom, and I'd love to be able to delete any emails that are pushing me to deliver my work on time.
Any advice for would-be artists wanting to follow in your footsteps?
Well, it'd be a lie if I said to you that to be a good musician, you need a college degree. It might help in some aspects, but the truth is that all you need is to be determined. It's also helpful to study the melodies and lyrics of the songs you love. Put them under the microscope and study the chord changes and melodies. You don't need to attend university to learn how to do that.
Robert, thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
Now, you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2.